This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. Praise the Lord. And we'll continue our series on godly discipline. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 4 to 11. In your struggle against sin, you've not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you completely forgotten this word of encouragement that addresses you as a father addresses his son? It says, "My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastens everyone he accepts as his son. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate, not true sons and daughters at all. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of spirits and live? They disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, in order that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Because discipline is painful, and this is why relatively few develop it in their lives." And here the Bible acknowledges that, you know, there will be times when discipline will be painful. But again, discipline is part of being a member of the family, and God as a good father disciplines us. So clearly God desires us to develop discipline in our lives, godly discipline. I think it was Larry Lee once said, "Everyone wants to change, but change demands desire and discipline before it becomes delightful. There is always the agony of choice before the promise of change. But it's one thing to desire the change, it's something else to have the discipline to institute the change." And that's where most people fail. And let me read that quote again. "Everyone wants to change, but change demands desire and discipline before it becomes delightful." And until change becomes delightful, it's not going to last. And so we need both desire and discipline. Desire isn't enough, and that's where most people get it wrong. They think, "Oh, I desire to change, that's sufficient." No, it's not. Desire to change is one thing, the discipline to change is another. And he continues by saying, "There's always the agony of choice before the promise of change." And so, yes, it is painful to make that change. It is painful to make that decision. But without the discipline, the decision is not sufficient. And so if you want to fulfill your purpose and destiny, you must be disciplined in a number of areas. And I'm going to go through them over the next week. And the first one is the area of your thoughts. Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3. "Him will you keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." I think this is a very important verse, because it tells us that if we want to keep our mind in perfect peace, we must keep our mind focused on the Master. So again, do you have the mind of the Master? Are you focused on Jesus? And this is what, again, I read a few days ago, Hebrews 12, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We must focus on Jesus Christ. Isaiah 55 and 7, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." So the Bible says the wicked must forsake his way, the unrighteous man must forsake his thoughts, if he would return to the Lord and have compassion on him, to God who will abundantly pardon. Proverbs 23:7, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he," or "as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." According to the Bible, the reason why the unrighteous man is unrighteous is because of his thoughts. His thoughts make him what he is. And so, dirty mind, dirty life. And so if you want to change the way you live, then you must change the way you think. And that takes discipline. Revelation 12, verse 1 and 2, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may approve what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So the Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so we see here from this Bible verse, And that word transformed is the Greek word metamorpho, where we get the word metamorphosis. And so the change that a caterpillar undergoes when he goes into the cocoon, comes out as this beautiful butterfly, is the change that will be manifested in our lives if we have the discipline to renew our minds with the Word of God. And the reason why I say discipline is this, is that all of us have some degree of free time, whether you work or if you're a, you know, a homemaker, you're probably working harder than anybody else. But and of course, I mean, there's women having to juggle both a career and a family, and that's not easy. I mean, of course, men may be working two jobs to try and support their family. It's, in some ways, you could say we don't maybe have as much free time as we need, but we all still, notwithstanding our responsibilities and duties and the ups and downs of life, we all have free time. And so whether you spend it watching movies or maybe scrolling on your phone or going for coffee or, you know, doing, you know, other things like just going to the gym or whatever, and they're all, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. However, many times there are many sincere believers who lack the discipline to read the Bible. They lack the discipline to pray or to go to church. And as a consequence, they never grow. And they just go from one disaster to another and one, you know, one drama to another. And it's sad. And many people don't realize that what they're lacking is discipline. The discipline to apply yourself to the Word of God. The discipline to apply yourself to reading through the Bible. And I would encourage you to read through the Bible on a daily basis. You know, if you read 3-4 chapters every day, you'll read through the Bible in a year. And, you know, you can get the one-year Bible. You can get various Bible reading plans that will bring you through the Bible in a year, which I think for every Christian is a good goal to have. You know, the desire to read through the Bible in a year. But Romans 12 and 1 addresses the area of our thoughts, because again, I just read earlier in Isaiah 55 and 7, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. The unrighteous man is unrighteous because of his thoughts. And so the unrighteous man cannot change the way he lives until he changes the way he thinks, because it's his thoughts that make him what he is. It's his thoughts that define him as an unrighteous man or an ungodly man. And so Romans 12, 1 and 2, I believe, shares us the secret to change. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world. Another version says, don't be poured into the world's mold. And so we can end up being conformed to the world, i.e., looking like the world, sounding like the world, acting like the world, living like the world, holding the same values as the world, watching the same entertainment as the world, listening to the same music as the world. But the Bible says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed, how? By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove it as the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And we see in some ways there's a process of going from good to acceptable to the perfect will of God. And I believe that, you know, that process is dependent on us growing in our knowledge of God's word. Because you can only know God to the degree that you know God's word. So be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so transformation comes through revelation. And so, Lord, I pray as we finish today that you would give us greater revelation of your word. Give us greater understanding. Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things in thy word, Psalm 119. And so, Lord, open our eyes to see, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know the hope to which we have been called. Open the eyes of our spirit. Help us to understand spiritual things. Help us to understand your word. And give us a greater desire for your word, in Jesus' name. And as we discipline ourselves to read it, Lord, whether we feel like it or not, Lord, and whether we feel like fireworks are going off or not, but we will discipline ourselves to read your word. And we believe that you will reveal your word by your spirit. In Jesus' wonderful name, hallelujah. Transformation comes through revelation. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.